tagcastpodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Do it.
Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on TagCastPodcast.com.
You just blew my mind.
Did you say blow?
Mind. I'm losing my mind.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Yeah.
My name's Terry Gile.
You know what you are? You gimpy lake monster!
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Hello, everybody. I can't speak.
My leg is right out in the middle of the street.
Did you know that I've seen your penis 6 times today? And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
Would you go to the president's office? Shit on his desk while he's watching right there on his desk.
We don't need idiots.
Ernest?
Good for nothings. Meth heads. Or
Bob and Tom.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
Hello and welcome to the TagCast Podcast, episode 321. Wow, I didn't even realize that until I just said it.
Zero blast off.
Yep.
This is episode zero blast off.
Yes, I am Gatch.
Galapagos.
And over there is
Galapagos.
Try saying that 4 times. Galapagos. Terry Galapagos here at the TagCast Podcast. Welcome to it. It's a fresh Monday.
It is a Monday.
God, it's
been
cold.
Like the first Monday that we're recording on a Sunday. I don't know if we're that's behind the curtain. Right?
Yeah, that's behind the curtain. But yeah, we're a little more relevant on Mondays now. Mm-hmm. As before, our Monday episodes were 6 days stale. So I don't know if you guys ever noticed that, but you'll have a fresh Monday episode from now on, pretty much.
Dude, I stumbled across these guys last night on YouTube.
They sound pretty cool, man. Truck fighters.
Yeah, and
that's,
I mean,
one word.
I couldn't believe that I hadn't heard of them, because this is what I heard about them. Their sound has been obviously described: Fu Manchu, Gozer, and Caius.
Yeah.
There's a film about the truck fighters. I had interviews with Josh Homme.
Wow. Cool. Their genres are definitely Caius, stuff like that, stoner rock, heavy metal, yeah, desert rock, and psychedelic rock.
Orebro, Sweden.
Say that again?
Orebro.
I'm just going to call them a Swedish band.
There's the umlaut over the O.
Ooh. Now, I don't know how to pronounce an umlaut.
Yeah, but their members are Ozo, Dango, Pezzo. And their past members are Fredo, Paco, Franco, Frongo, and Pedro.
Are they the Marx Brothers?
I think they might be.
Fredo, Paco, Franco, Frongo, Pedro, Ozo, Dango, Pezo.
Yeah.
So do they fight trucks?
Or? I think so. They do.
Sounds pretty awesome.
Three albums and looks like about 5 EPs. And compilation appearances. Yeah, I dug them. I enjoyed what I heard of them.
Hey, I'm looking on this right now, and it says that their drummer's name's Mackenzo.
Really? Maybe they got a new member.
Former members, yeah. Pezzo is out already. So
Mackenzo.
Mackenzo,
yeah.
And it has their real names here. Ozo is Oscar Settermalm. Dango is Niklas Kallgren, and Mackenzo is Danny McKenzie.
Wow.
McKenzo. If we were in the, you would have to be Gacho.
Yep,
if
I would be.
If you were in their band, you'd be Gacho.
Be Gato. I'd just be Cat.
Cato.
Yep.
You have to have an O on the end of your album.
Yeah, they just did their first U.S. tour in 2011.
Really?
Came over to the East Coast.
Wow, they haven't had an album since 2009. The stuff we're listening to is from 2005, the album Gravity X. You guys go check it out if you like this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Now they're on Fuzzorama Records. Their newest album from 2009 is called Mania. You should check it out.
Yeah,
check
man.
It out, Wendy.
I'm digging it.
Check out the snowplow, Wendy. You got a big, you got a big surprise waiting for you. So yeah, I love stumbling upon new bands that you never heard of, especially when they got a kick-ass name like Truck Fighters.
Yeah,
Orbrio, that's hard to say. Orbro Sweden.
Orbro.
Yeah.
Orbro.
Yeah, you got a sister. Orbro. Ooh, listen, they're gonna break it down now. We hope you guys are having a good Monday so far. God, it's been so cold. When I was on my way here, I checked the weather, and it said it was 28 degrees. Feels like 21.
Did it feel like 21?
Which I'm just going to go into this. I wasn't going to, and I usually don't, but this is probably going to make it into my comedy set unless I find out someone has already done it, because it kind of writes itself. Okay, I go on to Weather Channel. I have an app for my phone and an app for my Kindle, and it tells me the degrees in my town and any other town that I can type in. It tells me forecast, and it tells me the dew point and the humidity and all that good stuff. So actually, I can go there right now to the Weather Channel for Albany, Oregon.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to tell me that it is 25, it's 30 degrees now. It's up to 30, but it feels like 25 degrees. Seriously. And the dew point's 26 degrees. Relative humidity is 85. Mm-hmm. Wind is north-northeast at 4 miles per hour. Now, I got to talking to some friends. Actually, it was John Manning, my good buddy, Farmer Tape Nose, yesterday. And he told me, well, we were just talking about it, and I walked outside, and I looked at the thermometer, and I was like, God, man, it's 28 degrees. Feels like it's 23, though. And we decided that's probably how the Weather Service does it. They have a guy that goes outside, and he looks at the thermometer, and he says, that's 30. God, it feels like it's 21. Because it was 28 when I was on my way, and it said it felt like 21. So
that's why, like, every few years, though, it's a sudden jump around because it's some different guy and he has a different gauge completely.
Like, totally House of Pain.
Yeah. Now go to thefuckingweather.com. You ever been there?
Oh, is that a real thing?
Yeah, go to thefuckingweather.com.
Oh, my God.
And it'll tell you the forecast.
Is it real?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to take me a bit. So right. while I look for the fucking weather, did you hear, I don't know how long ago this was, but Justin Bieber's been smoking pot. You heard about that?
Well, I kind of assumed.
No, it's a new. It's new in the news now, I think.
Oh, really?
And a lot of his fans, young teenage fans, found out about it.
And so they all shaved their head in support.
No, just Meredith from The Office. Who, by the
hilarious.
Way, can she can totally rock the bald head?
She
I'm
can.
Pretty sure. But anyway, no, he. So a lot of his fans, mostly young girls, are now cutting themselves.
Wow.
And posting pictures because they can't believe that Justin Bieber's being a pothead.
They're cutting themselves and posting pictures because he's smoking pot.
Yeah. Like sliced up their arm. They might have been photoshopped or doctored. I just saw it because of my daughter. She was like, I can't believe this is ridiculous, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it is kind of ridiculous because what? He's 18 now or something? He's going to smoke some pot.
Man.
And there's no, it's no big deal. I don't think.
That's, what do you say though when you're in that situation and you know, because you smoke pot. I mean, then what if people just start going, whoa, dude, I didn't know you smoked pot. I'm going to start cutting myself.
God, you're such a loser. I thought you were my friend. Or
yeah.
I thought you could be an idol. But yeah, so now here's going to be the true test of is pot a gateway drug?
All right.
Because he hasn't done any other drugs, and now he smoked pot.
Ooh. But he's been having sex for a long time, right?
Well, sex ain't a gateway drug.
I know, but it's...
it could.
It's just...
be.
I don't know.
But what I'm saying is that if he's hooked on coke.
It's about as taboo as smoking weed for me, though.
If he's on meth or heroin in about 2 or 3 years, then I guess my point has been proven wrong, and Mythbusters stepped in and said that pot is a gateway drug.
Well, you can't take a sampling of one person to do that, can
No,
you?
Not one person.
Oh.
It would have to be a whole bunch of people, okay. I guess. But I don't know.
Yeah.
So the fucking weather, it's fucking all right.
Is that what it says? Did you put your zip code in?
It says it's 59 degrees, so that's not real. That's pretty funny, dude. If anyone wants to know what the fucking weather is,
yep.
Just go to thefuckingweather.com.
Yeah, it'll give you the fucking forecast, too, down at the bottom. Yeah, that's Rochester, New York, where it goes to automatically.
Oh. Well, that's weird, because that's not where I live. Are you afraid of snakes? Did we talk about this before?
I'm not a big fan of snakes. Right here it says, for me, and it tells somebody different every time. Did you get it?
My phone's being slow.
Oh, mine says 28 degrees, it's fucking cold. Then down below it says, sock warmers are go everywhere.
That's funny, dude. I've never heard of it, so that's like I say, I learned something. Yep. Oh, 30 degrees in Brownsville, it's fucking cold.
What's it? It's got a little small text underneath there. It'll
give me a random fucking location. Oh, wait. I want fucking Celsius. Remember my
right under it's fucking cold.
Oh, that's too small for me to read. It's a tit bit nipply.
It's a tit bit nipply.
That's too hilarious. That's true, though. But no,
it is.
It's a tit bit nipply. Have you ever had any encounters with snakes? Like, as a kid or anytime as an adult, like come across a snake?
Dude, I was walking down the street one time. This was probably about a year and a half ago. Just the normal street down here going to Circle K. And, you know, I'm just taking steps. And all
Baby
of a
steps.
Sudden, what I was going to step on started moving.
Was it like a garter snake?
And, yeah, it was a little snake, and I literally... As if my foot had just been put on, like, a box above the snake, and, like, it was on the ground.
You
and
stepped
then
on
I
the
stepped
air?
Over, yeah, I stepped on the air, and my other foot went over, just as if I just stepped over it magically.
So you were kind of like Jesus for the...
I was.
You walked on air.
I walked on water snakes.
Defied gravity.
I did.
Defied.
Dude, it was freaky.
That is weird. Well, as a kid, my parents and their friends were kind of hippies, and they'd take us out into the woods to party or up in the hills. And we saw some snakes, and I've seen a rattlesnake, and my dad's friend was poking at it with a stick and probably should have killed it, but he didn't. And we had a big bull snake in our backyard one time that was probably about 3 feet long. It was fucking huge.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I got this story here from Australia. A mother said her 3-year-old son found some random eggs outside when he was playing. And he didn't tell him, and he brought him in and put him in his drawer in his blankets and stuff because they're eggs, and he thought maybe they're bird eggs or something.
Yeah. I'm going to raise these things.
It hatched 7 of the world's most deadly snakes.
Wow. Inside his room?
Yeah. She opened the wardrobe belonging to her son and discovered what she learned were eastern brown snakes in a takeout container that she had given. They were just babies at the time, but just think if he would have forgot about them because, you know, he's 3.
Yeah.
A 3-year-old forgets what they're doing when they see, cartoon SpongeBob.
Yep.
All right. You know, so.
I've forgotten worse things, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not worse things than 7 deadly snakes.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy, though, that they found them. Well, it's a good thing that
it
they
says
found them.
Even though at their young age, they're still deadly.
Yeah.
Any venomous snake, as soon as it hatches, has all the apparatus to deliver venom because the first thing that they have to do is catch and kill prey. It's a perfect miniature replica of an adult snake. So, and him being a little kid with tiny little fingers, you know, as an adult, you might not, the snake might not be able to open his mouth far enough to, you got to watch your kids, guys. I guess if they don't tell you, but if your kid's playing outside, check them out.
When I was a kid, I wanted to shoot a bird in the wing off a telephone wire so I could nurse it back to health.
Just didn't want to kill it?
I just wanted to, like, wing it, and then I was gonna.
You think that's where the phrase "winging it" come from?
It must be. And I actually, to do that, you know, I had to wait until he put his wing to the side, right?
Right.
And then he picked at his wing with, you know, picking and then I ended up shooting him right in the eye.
So it would,
and it didn't even kill him.
Oh man! So did you nurse him back to health?
No, I had to do the mercy shot.
Oh man,
it was pretty rough.
So
that
basically,
was the last time I shot a bird off the telephone wire.
Basically, you were reaching out to try to give some kind of a humanitarian, good Samaritan. I want to help a bird, but I can't find. I can't find a wounded bird.
Yeah, so I'm just going to make one.
I'm just going to wound the bird.
Yeah.
And then you shot him in the eye.
Yeah.
Fucking dude. Did you catch up with any bad karma for that?
Yes, probably. Yeah.
Speaking of birds.
Yeah, I once got pooped on by a bird.
I did too, right on the face. We talked about that just a couple weeks ago. I watched some movies over the weekend because we had a free HBO... Showtime,
Blammo,
TMC movie channel, all like 20 movie channels, but unfortunately, a lot of them just have the same movies on at a different time.
Twilight?
Yeah, Twilight was on. I skipped that one. But I did DVR Dusk Till Dawn 2,
nice.
Texas Blood Money, which I didn't remember watching, and then as I got about halfway through it, I realized why I didn't watch it, because it's pretty corny. It's about bats.
It's not nearly as good as one.
That guy hit this bat in his Jeep in the beginning, and then he goes into town, and Danny Trejo, the badass that he is, gives him a ride back out to his Jeep, and they look for the bat, and it's a dude. And the dude has the bullet in him, and it's like, and I thought, well, this is kind of cool. And I must have turned it off about then, the last time I tried to watch it, like when it first came out. And then it just kept getting cornier and cornier, and the dude would turn into a bat, and they were robbing a bank, and he'd turn into a bat and go fly out and kill some people, and then he'd come back in and turn into a human. It's just weird.
I've been catching up on the Showtime on the Dexter.
Oh, I wish I need to give that another chance. I've been watching a lot of stuff lately, and I got a lot of stuff on my plate, and I could clear my plate because it's not anything that's really... The League has got me pretty hooked. That's pretty funny. But when I'm not in the mood for comedy or goofiness, I need something else.
What do you think about that Prison Break? How'd you get far into that?
I got about 4 episodes, and I kind of liked it, and I thought, I'll watch this. The 80 episodes thing is overwhelming. It'll be a go-to thing, like if there's nothing else shaking.
For sure.
The storyline definitely got me hooked in after 4 episodes of finding out what all went on and that the guy was framed and then the blah, blah, blah. But yeah, for being an older thing that's been out for a while.
For sure. And the League is great.
Yeah, that's funny.
The Dexter, there's still parts, though. I mean, there was a point to where I said, and I probably still would say, it should have ended after that season or whatever. You know, like, there's no more where it could... You know, go that, and you know, they prove you wrong, and they bring in there's great writers and stuff, and it's always good acting, but I heard it's coming back for an 8th season, and I'm like,
whoa,
man.
That's a lot of seasons.
Yeah, I can't even bring myself to watch the last season of Weeds just because I'm just so burnt out after 7 seasons.
Yeah, most of the good shows are cutting off around 6 now, but it used to be kind of a precedent, like after Seinfeld did 9, and then they didn't do 10. But God, there's mostly cartoons, I guess, and stuff, but Simpsons going on, what, 25, 26?
Like 23, 25.
Yeah,
it's
crazy.
You know, South Park's not that far behind now when you think about it.
They started in 97.
Yeah, you know, they were only like 5 or 6 years behind, right?
Yeah, maybe 8. Yeah. I think The Simpsons started in 90. They were on the Tracy Ullman show like... 89,
season 24, I'm pretty sure I saw it last time, actually, a few weeks ago. Season 24 for The Simpsons.
Yeah. Hmm. Huh.
So South Park's got to be getting close to the end of that 5-year deal they signed, right?
I didn't know about it. They signed a 5-year deal?
Yeah, I thought for the $50 million after Chappelle turned it down, they ended up giving it to the South Park guys.
I didn't know that. You know what you call a deer with no eyes?
What?
No idea. You know what you call a deer with no eyes and... No legs? Still no idea.
Oh, I know. I was going to say, I have no idea.
Goofy, goofy jokes. Thanks to Nick Barnhouse's wife for those jokes.
Did you know Charlie Sheen loves Coke more than Pepsi?
I bet so. He'll drink it and snort it and smoke it. He'll drink it. He'll snort it. He'll smoke it.
Wow, that's a song right there.
I know. I just wrote it.
Yeah.
So with it being so cold outside, this story caught my eye out in Michigan. I guess they do this every year. They got 30 people together this year for the, well, this is the first here. I guess they have them other places because I've heard about them. The Polar Plunge.
Oh, yeah. They have it here in town, don't they?
Maybe. I don't know.
I thought they had it in Willamette or Foster or somewhere.
First annual one in Sylvan Lake, Michigan, and they raised $5,000 for the Special Olympics.
Wow.
So that's pretty
cool.
So
I don't know
how they raised the money. It says they're encouraged to dress in costume as they jumped into 34-degree water.
Oh, I know what it was because I saw this on TV the other day.
You have
to
pay with the turnout
to be part of the plunge.
Yeah. So out of 30 people, I guess they must have been donating about $100 a piece.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, $100 a pop.
Yeah. Huh. But I think some people donated more because they were shooting for $2,000 to $3,000 and they got $5,000. So
nice.
Yay for Special Olympics!
That's awesome. I understand donating money to a charity. I don't understand, like,
jumping in water.
Yeah, I'll give $100 to charity, but I'm not going to give $100 to charity so that I can jump into freezing cold water while it's not even 30 degrees outside.
I mean, what is that going to help? I already gave my money.
It's a bit nipply out.
Yeah, tit bit nipply. So is that going to help? No, it's not. It's just like if you want to do walk for charity and you pledge to walk this many miles and you give this money. I believe it was on The Office. When I ain't walking. I paid my money. I think it was Stanley.
Yeah.
He's just sitting there. But, yeah, I didn't walk in it. I just promote it and gather up funds and give it to the people that need it, which is us still. I don't know. I never got into walking for charity.
I didn't either.
I got into giving money to people who want to walk, but usually kids.
Mm-hmm.
If I walk this many miles, you'll give me this much money.
You buy candy bars when they bring them over?
Not lately.
Jerky sticks.
What's it been lately? I can't remember what they... Usually, they're still selling the magazine subscriptions.
Really?
Which is weird, because who wants magazines when you got all this electronic devices that just has anything you want to read at the tips of your fingers?
They should be selling Kindle books.
Yeah, that'd be pretty...
Or like... That would be, you know, the thing if they could get an appeal.
Wow.
With, you know?
I think you might.
If somebody came over and go, "Hey, will you buy this?" And then $5 of it goes to charity, and then it'd be like $20 right there. $20.
Yeah, I think we should edit that part out because you're onto something.
All right,
somebody might steal our idea. No, yeah. If you steal our idea, please just send us. We'll call it good. That's what I say anyway.
It's a tidbit nipply.
Yeah. I got a couple crazy Floridian stories.
All right.
If we ain't got nothing better to talk about. A 50-year-old Florida woman was locked up this last week after allegedly beating up her boyfriend, who is younger than her, due to unsatisfying sex.
Wow.
She was booked on a misdemeanor battery charge for allegedly whacking her boyfriend with a stick. I like the way they use the word whacking. Whacking him with a stick and threatening to upgrade her weapon of choice to a pipe wrench. The arrest report indicated that they became engaged in this fight when her paramour wrapped his part of the tryst. What the fuck? I'm not going to read
tryst?
This.
That's like a triangle,
of the
right?
Tryst,
like
first and then decided to call it quits. Oh, that's what always happens. Don't have a three-way, you guys. It'll fuck up your marriage. Your wife will pull a pipe wrench on you. Mm-hmm. But then she began punching and scratching, and then she got a stick, and then she had to be maced because she was attacking the police. So
it's always bad news when somebody grabs a stick.
Yeah, after you fucked her and it wasn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of a few women around this area that if you don't give it to them the way they want it, you're going to get your shit knocked out.
What?
Yeah, there's some ladies around this area that if you don't fuck them too good, if you don't fuck them good enough, they'll beat you up. Yep. Or
wow.
They'll kick you out of the bed, get out of the house. Fuck you, you dick. You inferior piece of shit dick.
That's crazy.
Yeah. If any listeners out there know of any of these ladies, feel free to call in. You don't have to mention any names. I just want to know if it's just me or if actually there's some other people that are doing that. as
Speaking
well.
Speaking of calls, didn't we get a call this week?
I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm willing to play it unedited. I did read it, but boy, it doesn't make much sense at all.
No, it didn't, but I did listen to it, and it made more sense when I did listen to it.
Okay, so if you guys have a phone, most people have phones these days, or if you can find a payphone. I actually saw a payphone the other day, which I could not believe because those are pretty much being obsolete.
Yeah.
But if you get to a payphone or you have a cell phone with some minutes on it, call us. It's 541-791-6TAG. That's 791-6824. Leave us a message. We've had a total of about, six or seven calls. And last week it was our Barry O'Toole's buddy from out in Boston called us, and our voices were all fucked up because we did a bunch of heroin before the episode on Friday, but we're not going to do that anymore. But I'm pretty sure this is Drunk Wade, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know who Drunk Wade is? If any of you old
I don't
fans,
know who Drunk Wade is.
He comes to Griefhammer practice sometimes, and he might have came to some Sons of Confusion practice.
Wait.
He's loud and boisterous and has a really scratchy voice, and he's always got...
I'm pretty
got,
sure
like,
I know Drunk Wade.
He's got some cheap vodka.
I don't remember the name. Okay.
He was immortalized in a video in 1990 when Void was playing live. He had four tall cans of Coors... Two stacked where he's holding them where they're stacked on top. You know, if you hold the bottom of one and the top of the other.
Yeah.
So he had four beers. They were all four open.
Mm-hmm.
And he was moshing through the pit, just spraying beer. It was an outdoor show, but still, it was an awesome sight. He was the Coors Light mosher.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, so let's hear what Drunk Wade has to say.
This is Drunk Wade over here in Brownsville. On the podcast, you fuckers.
He stopped by Griefhammer practice.
I stopped by the Griefhammer practice the other day. It was tits. I only drank a pint of HDR, HRD, what the fuck ever. Goddamn. Hey, you guys put on a hell of a show, I'll tell you that right now. I got to listen on my daughter's computer, and you guys are fucking awesome. Thank you. Give a birthday shout-out to my boy, Noah. Named him that because we didn't know what to call him. Ah, fucking woo, Doug Wade. Yeah, up in your shit. Peace out. I'll talk to you guys. Come to Brownsville, do show.
So that's the epitome of drunk dialing right there.
Come to Brownsville and do a show, he said.
Yeah. He wants us to do, I guess, a podcast in Brownsville.
That's cool.
We should do it.
Yeah, I'm down.
We'll get you over there somehow.
That was a great call. I love
that. Was. He was fucking wasted. But, no, he came by Griefhammer practice on last Wednesday. Ron wasn't there, but... He's always giving us tips on what the lyrics should be when we're working on a new song, and he'll step right up to the mic and kind of do what he just did on the phone. Yeah, he is actually we did give a shout out to his boy Noah, which is actually my former girlfriend's son. So he was kind of my stepson. We were never married, but helped raise that boy for about 8 years. So that's my connection to Drunk Wade. He comes to our practices a lot. And we'll probably get to it on Wednesday's show or Friday's, the other Slayer story from Dano of the Athearchist, because he actually left two stories,
right,
and we didn't get to both of them. And so I don't want people to call and then not get their story aired. So give us a call on the podcast.
There
hotline.
Was a lot of important deaths. Over the thing, but I want to wait until our
over
guest
what?
Jesse is here.
Oh, to talk about celebrity deaths of 2012?
Yeah. No, just the recent ones.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at the celebrity deaths of 2012 when I was checking out Ray Collins, which he passed away 2 days after Christmas, former Mothers of Invention, founder of the group with Frank Zappa. If you want to hear more about Ray and his life, listen to the Zappa Tag Cast. That's our other podcast that we do. And we got a bonus ode coming out in a few days. So check that out.
That's going to be a tit-bit nipply.
That's right. And instead of talking about death, let's talk about some celebrity birthdays. I was mentioning to my co-host here, Dustin, that Dave Grohl's going to be on Mark Maron's podcast.
That's right.
And he said, what the fuck?
And I did say, what the fuck?
But it's Dave Grohl's birthday today. Happy birthday, Dave Grohl.
Happy birthday, Dave.
1969, he popped out of his mom's vagina.
How old is he now?
Well, he must be 44.
44. Mm-hmm. That means that he has lived 17 years beyond Kurt Cobain.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
That means, I mean...
Why did you have to know how old he was to
Dave Grohl, man, he's looking down at a 27-year-old and he's saying, that's all Kurt ever got.
Yep. Zach Wilde also birthday today.
Man, I just turned celebrity birthday into celebrity death, huh?
I know. Quit getting crazy. I tried to turn it from death to birth, and before we get done with the birthdays, you're back to death. Zach Wilde, he turns 46 today. He was working in a gas station when he got discovered by Ozzy Hayes, 19 years
old.
New
Jersey. Wow, who did he replace?
I believe, what's his name? Jake E. Lee.
I know, but I mean, who did Jake E. Lee replace?
Randy Rhoads.
Oh, man.
Why?
Celebrity death.
Oh, quit talking about that. here's a dick that's a birthday. Jeff Tate from fucking Queensryche. Who sued the band. I'm calling him out as a dick. I don't care. I think that he's a dick and he acts like a dick. And I've never met him, but every time I see him, he acts like a dick. And then, so now there's two Queensryche because he's a dick. There's because the judge said, okay, Mr. Voice of Queensryche, who wants to change the whole musical direction of the band because he's a songwriter, go ahead, play your Queensryche silent lucidity bullshit while the real Queensryche with a new singer goes out and plays their hard rock and shit like Jet City Woman. No, wait, I mean Lady Wore Black and Queen of the Reich. Anyway, I'm sorry that you're such a dick, Jeff. That's the only reason I mentioned your birthday. This birthday thing has become totally negative.
They should just both disbanded.
That's right.
They should just buried it at Hatcher riding Queensryche, and neither one of them should have had
they could just
it. That's
have
what
one
the judge
band.
Should have ruled. Neither one of you can have it.
Yep, like a dad telling the kids, if you can't fucking get along over it, then neither one of you can have it.
Yeah.
You can be called Reich, and you can be called
Queens. Just call him Queen.
Queens. It'd have to be Queens, so it wouldn't be confused with Queen or Queens.
No, it would have to be, what's his name? Jeff Tate the Queen.
Yeah. Yeah. Queensryche featuring Jeff Tate. And I saw somebody posted the other day, and I thought it was funny because I knew a guy named Jeff with a funny spelling. And I think it was a guy from Rock My Monkey. I might be wrong. Mark Karras.
Uh-huh.
He's my friend on Facebook. And he said, anybody with the name spelled G-E-O-F-F is not Jeff. They are Geoff. And that is all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
So Geoff Tate, happy birthday.
They're closer to a giraffe than
giraffe.
They are to a Jeff.
Giraffe. If you just put an R in there, it'd be giraffe.
Yep, giraffe.
And before you know it, some
Giraffalopagolagus too, man.
Some lady will be naming her kid Giraffe.
Giraffalopagolagus.
He had a long neck when he came out of my vagina, I just named him Giraffe. But the E is silent. I mean, it's not silent. It's invisible. It's got an invisible E. Okay, last celebrity birthday, turning 45 today. Ladies love
Cool James.
Ladies love Cool James, LL Cool J to you,
with his signature lip lick.
He likes licking his licks. It's a titbit nipply out here for licking your lips, especially if you're of the African-American persuasion.
Man.
You got to have a big tongue.
I don't usually watch those... those world's dumbest shows.
You do too.
But I was watching one the other day over at Pal Lance's house.
Don't tell me you can't name five pseudo celebrities that talk shit on that show.
No, I can. Yeah. There's Leif Garrett and Frank Stallone, Danny Bonaducci,
Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding and
one more quick.
Oh man.
Lonnie Love.
There you go. But no, there was a guy out there who was just—he was naked on the ice rink. He was just face planting the whole time.
Weird.
Yeah, he went out to celebrate a game, but it was like there was another game right after that game.
Yeah.
And so he was like holding up the game, and he was out there just face planting. He couldn't get back to the center to the side of the ring.
Crazy.
Nobody wants to go and touch the naked guy.
Actually, you know, if you get stoned enough, that show's pretty funny.
Yeah. LL Cool J, though, man. Mama told him many things.
What did he say?
She said, boy, you knock that guy out.
You can't remember. Mama said knock you out.
Yep.
I'm going back to Cali. I used to listen to that song because it was on the Less Than Zero soundtrack, mm-hmm. which also featured Slayer doing Inagata de Veter.
Nice.
Inagata de Peter.
I knew a lady once at the TNR here in town. Her name was DeVita.
Wow.
And just the story was that her parents were
DeVita
hippies.
I wouldn't doubt it. Just think if she just happened to marry Danny DeVito.
Mm-hmm. She had five. No, there was an older lady there that worked there, too. And she had five stars on her little name tag.
Yeah.
And I remember asking her what those stars meant one time, and she said that's how many people she has killed.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's like
she was a tough lady.
Yeah. She should have married Danny DeVito. Then her name would have been DeVita DeVito.
DeVita DeVito.
And a final birthday, not a celebrity, but a good friend, wife of a good friend, Pam Wambacher. Happy birthday, Pam.
Happy birthday, Pam.
I'm going to put a link on your husband's website and yours just so you might listen to this episode. We haven't said anything totally offensive yet. For any of you people who haven't listened to us before. And while we're doing these regular segments, we'll get right into this. I apologize, Hans, for the other day when we couldn't roll this out, but here you go.
What's in Hans' CD player?
He wants Black Sabbath back.
What's in Hans' CD?
We're
going
to have to extract that from the Jerry
What's
Murphy episode.
What's in Hans' CD player? Yeah. We're going to find out today.
Hans!
He didn't like my rendition from the other day.
He kind of gave me an itch.
Yeah. It was two half-assed ones.
He said it was okay.
We're going to find out right now.
Now, he's listening to a band that I've heard good stuff about, and I've heard about him, but I've never actually listened to him. I know, Hans. Go ahead. Call the hotline and call me an idiot. I don't care. He's listening to Swans. You heard of Swans?
I've heard of them.
Yeah.
I've gotten ice cream from them before.
No, it's not Schwann's. It's not when Sean Connery's listening to Swans. He's listening to Swans today.
Listening to the Swans with your mother, Trebek.
It's Soundtrack for the Blind today from Hans' CD player. I was watching a bit of Rising Sun on, you remember that movie?
Yeah.
It has Wesley Snipes in it. And it has Sean Connery as well.
Man, why hasn't Wesley Snipes been in a movie lately?
Blade 7?
Oh,
Mach 4?
Is he still in prison?
Did he go to prison?
I thought he went to prison for tax for like 3 years, didn't he?
I don't even know. I lost track of him ever since. The last time I cared about a movie he was in was King of New York with Christopher Walken.
Oh, that was a great movie.
Yeah, he had one great line in there where he said something like, something about, you ain't worth $5 and I'm about to fucking make change with your ass or something. I need to get the right quote because I just totally dicked it out. But
what about The Dead Zone? A classic movie, obviously, right? But have you ever seen the series?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to watch
it? I tried. I tried when it first came out, and I'm just so biased to Stephen King and for Stephen King. I love you, Stephen King. Hey, maybe I'll put a link on your website, Mr. King.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. King.
He is the king of all Stevens. Do you know a Steven that is more kingier than him?
No, I know a Steven that thinks he's more kingier than, and he's got a last half, Stephen Hawking.
No.
If you took the ha and the s off, he would be Stephen King. Stephen Hawking.
That would be.
Maybe his middle name is just, what if Stephen King's middle name was Ha?
Ha ha!
Ha ha! Stephen Hawking!
Well, he always gets the last laugh, right?
It does. Well, I think he does. Does he have a weird computer voice?
Stephen King?
Stephen Hawking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hawking's.
Yeah. Stephen King, though.
Before we get to Stephen King, what's in my cassette deck today is an old. I just dug this out for reals today. Mm-hmm. It's a Megaforce Records compilation, which I don't have anywhere. I can't even find it on CD. It's called From the Mega Vault.
Wow.
And it features tracks by such bands like Overkill, Exciter, Raven, SOD, Anthrax, and, weird enough with all those, Blue Cheer. Doing Boney Maroney. Which is a classic. It's a 50s song. I got a gal named Boney Maroney.
Yeah. Those guys are kind of crazy, though, aren't they?
Why are they on a Megaforce compilation with Exciter and Raven?
That kind of almost sounds like the Summertime Song, though, at the same time, right?
Written by the same person, I think. Okay, so you found a Stephen King book in your junk drawer? No.
I did. The Richard Bachman one.
Oh, there's a lot of them. Thinner is a good one.
Mm-hmm. It was the one that had three stories in there.
Yeah, I can't remember.
All right.
I don't know. I and got then, the Regulators.
Skeleton Crew.
Ooh, that was Stephen King, though. That wasn't Bachman, was it?
No, that was
Running King. Man, I think.
But Bachman
was...
is his real name, right?
Oh, the Bachman books. No. No, that's a fake pseudonym. No, what do you call it?
Stephen King is his real name?
Yeah, Stephen King is Stephen King, and there's a fake dude that he just made up to
but
write.
But that was who he that's who he started writing as, right? Richard Bachman?
I don't believe so, because he was writing some stories for magazines and whatnot when he was in high school. And
but then he
college.
Wrote a few books as Richard Bachman.
It was after, his first book was Salem's Lot, I believe, or Carrie, one of those. And then he wrote some Richard Bachman books, and then later he wrote some Bachman books where he said that Richard Bachman had passed away and his wife had found these transcripts in the attic, which was like The Regulators and Desperation. Mm-hmm. I don't know why writers do that.
You know what that's like? That would be akin to Garth Brooks coming out and releasing...
Chris Gaines.
Yeah, saying Chris Gaines dead.
Here's the album he left behind.
Yeah, he strangled on his own mullet.
Posthumous release.
Man, here's all the stuff that he released. And then it'd just be like Garth Brooks' new album.
Yeah, but rock.
Yeah.
Because now I'm pretty sure that fucking country of these days is just rock.
It is.
One of my friends said he was watching the Country Music Awards with his wife or some country thing like that.
And there was Metallica.
No, but he said this isn't country. This is fucking rock and roll. Like 70s rock and roll. I mean, it's got distorted guitars and solos. There ain't a lot of they stick a fiddle and a pedal steel in there and they go, it's country. You put a cowboy hat out and a little twang in your voice and all of a sudden it's country.
You know what you do though? You
kill them all.
No, you go.
That's what I do.
And you get a guitar and then you get a steel guitar and then you get like a singer and then you get a few female singers and then you stick a fiddle in it.
You stick a fiddle up your butt.
Yep.
Huh.
I was going Stanley.
That was. But you threw me off on that one. Hey, this is pretty out there, but I'm just going to ask to get to the story. Have you ever drugged your parents as a child?
No.
To do something fun that you didn't want them to wake up while you were doing?
No.
Neither have I, but one time me and my parents took drugs and hung out. No. There's a story from Rockland, California, where the police there say they arrested a teenager accused of drugging their parents with sleeping pills so they could use the internet.
Wow.
Yeah.
When it's coming to that, though, you got to work out some sort of compromise, I guess, right?
The police said that the teen was upset that her parents wouldn't let her use the internet after 10 p.m., so she bought them milkshakes and spiked them with a friend's prescription sleeping pills.
You always be wary when your kid wants to buy you milkshake.
Yeah, or you want me to make a milkshake? Want one?
Yeah.
They thought the milkshakes tasted odd, and they only consumed about a quarter of them, but it was enough to make them fall asleep for the night. They said the parents took a drug test and confronted their daughter, who admitted to drugging the shakes after they woke up in the morning feeling groggy. And the teen and her friend, whose names were not released because they were underage, were arrested on charges of conspiracy and willfully mingling a pharmaceutical into food.
Wow.
That's a cool charge. Willfully mingling a pharmaceutical into food.
Yeah, it was just like a dance they were mingling.
We're just going to mingle around with some Oxycontins and a milkshake. Yeah. I wonder if they were like looking at porn or if it was anything good or if they just were looking at stupid shit like the Justin Bieber website so they could cut themselves.
Do you believe God loves one city more than the other?
Depends on which cities you're talking about.
So you do believe that it's true then?
Well, actually, I don't believe in God. I believe in gods. No, wait. No, I don't.
Well, this is my thing. I was watching a football game the other day.
Do you believe in God?
And Ray Lewis, after Baltimore won, he said, I thank God. And I just thought, man, he is so... He went into a big speech, and I thought that it is so vain to sit there and think that God loves Baltimore more than Denver, that's why Baltimore won. Or whatever it is, I mean, he's a bigger Ravens fan, or, you know, I mean, why would he, he's taking part in that sports.
Well, here's the way I look at it. If God had anything to do with anything, why do kids die of cancer? And why do good people die? And why do bad people not die? And why would God choose one football team over another one and say, well, you guys are going to win today because somebody prayed to me and said they had a big bet on this game. Said, I got $50 on Atlanta next week. God, please, please, I pray to you.
Yeah.
I love you, Jesus.
I am praying for that.
And so pray, pray and see.
That's a five-year-old bet. I made a bet with someone 5 years ago.
For 2013?
No, I said, the bet is, I said that the Raiders will make it, not win, they will make it to the Super Bowl before the 49ers make it to the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
And at the time, both teams were horrible. And now only one of those teams is horrible. And I'm in the midst of, I'm one game away. Just like I was last year, I was one game away, and thankfully it didn't happen. And now I'm one game away again from San Francisco making it to the Super Bowl. And I gotta be in that, you know, that situation when you make a bet with somebody and so much time has passed and it's like, would they pay up if they'd won? Because you know that they forgot, so do you even bring it up in the first place? But you kind of want to honor it just in case you win it just somehow,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. I had some, listen to, I give a shout out to these guys every once in a while, Big and Loud Podcast. They were talking about, before the end of the world didn't happen. Don was trying to convince Jim that he had made him a bet, saying that if the world didn't end, he'd bet him, I'll pay you $50 or some amount. I can't remember what it was. I think it was $500. Might have been $50. I don't know. And he's like, dude, no way. Jim's like, there's no way I would have bet you that because there's no way that you could lose. Because if the world ended, I wouldn't have to pay you. But I wouldn't be around to pay you anyway. But if I, he goes, I would have bet you the opposite of that, obviously. He's like, no, and we're here, and you fucking owe me $50. It's pretty funny, though. I think he was just trying to convince me of that. I don't remember. I listened to that show fairly religiously.
But I used to try to convince people that I lent them money right before they hit themselves on the head and only lost that one memory. Right after they spent it at Wonderland, the Nickel Arcade.
Did you pray about it, though?
No, I did not, and that's why it never came true.
Probably. But I've prayed for many things, and even as a child, I think I had more faith because I was I was dumb. I remembered, you know, I believing that my parents had convinced me, if you have faith and believe, then it will happen. Mm-hmm. If you build it, they will come. And I think God plays favorites. That was your initial question, right? Does God like one city better than another? I'll tell you what, God loves Portland.
Does he?
Yeah, he told me that. Dude, I watched this fucking weird movie on Netflix the other day called Afflicted or something.
Afflicted?
The Afflicted.
Oh, The Afflicted.
Oh, man, this lady was crazy pants, and she fucking claimed that God talked to her, and she beat her kids like crazy and pimped out her daughter to these local hillbillies to have sex with her, killed her husband, put him in the freezer, told the daughters and the son that he left them, and that you guys got to work because he left us broke and blah, 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 and like, dude, it was crazy, and there was this country preacher.
This was a fiction movie, right?
No, it said it was based on a true story.
Well, based.
Yeah.
Based on... That means that somebody could have killed somebody, and this is based on...
Yeah, that she put him in the freezer. But it was narrated by one of the girls, but then, so I'm thinking, man, at the end it's probably going to say, so-and-so served this much time in prison for killing her husband and her kid, because she killed one of her kids.
That's fucked up,
I think. And then at the end, spoiler alert, if you don't want to know, turn this off real quick. You got 2 seconds. 2, 1. So she kills the girl that's narrating the thing.
Wow.
At the end. And as she was narrating, it would go to her writing in a book. So I'm thinking maybe they found the notebook after the girl was dead. So really she killed two of her kids. But then it just went to black screen and it just had the cast. You know, the credits were coming up and it didn't say she was found guilty.
Seems like I watched that before and just, you know, one of those marathon movie watchers.
I think it's from 2011 or something like that. It's a movie, not like a TV movie.
Yeah.
It was pretty hardcore. She was pimping out her 16-year-old daughter and making her have sex with these gross old hairy big fat dudes. And
the economy's down, though, you know?
Yep. She said, and that's what she said. She's our darling. I need to talk to you. She had the southern drawl. She's all, you know.
That makes hard news easier to take.
She's all, you know, your daddy left us high and dry. Mm-hmm. We ain't got nothing. You've been seeing the bills piling up, and I have no skills whatsoever. She's all, and so I asked God. I talked with God, and I asked him what we should do to get out of this debt. And he told me, you have a daughter named Carly that has a nice body that a lot of heathens and scums would pay money to have their way with. And I asked God, I said, is that what you want me to do? And God told me, yes, that's what I want you. So God told her to pimp her daughter out.
You know, that reminds me of, remember we talked about in one episode about the girl that sold her virginity online or whatever?
Yeah.
For the documentary.
How much did she get?
Well, she got like, I can't remember, but it was an outrageous number.
Yeah.
But some other chick in, I think South America is doing it.
Uh-huh.
But she's not doing it for the fame. What she's doing is because her grandma's sick.
Oh, well, that's an Adam Sandler movie.
And it is. Or her mother's sick, one of the two. And then, that was fucking hilarious. No, but some local business said, if you take down the auction, we'll pay for your mom's care.
Uh-huh.
And she refused to take it down because she said she also wanted to move.
What? That's fucking weird.
Isn't that crazy? Nope, don't pay for whatever, my mom. I still want to have some money for my virginity.
Yeah. That's just, I don't even know. I guess when the economy gets that bad, you just got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
I watched her video, though.
Yeah? Would you have paid?
She was like 18.
Was she pretty hot?
No.
No. She wasn't worth what they were, what she was going for.
Well, I don't know what she was going for.
You didn't even look at it?
I didn't look at the price. I watched her little video. I couldn't understand what she was saying, so for all I knew, she was telling me she was going to bite my dick off. Like, I ain't going to pay for that.
I ain't going to pay for that. Fuck, I want my money back. I'm fucking fighting it with PayPal, and they've already returned my money. Now they're just under investigation. You might get your money. You'd never get your virginity back.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You'll
never get your weed.
You know what? Yeah, if you kidnap a chick, you know, I mean, you could never trust her to give you a blowjob, right?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I've never thought about that before. Wait, help me out. Say that again. Say it one more time just so I can really get my head around it.
All right.
What if
you kidnapped a chick?
Uh-huh.
You could never trust her to give you a blowjob.
I've seen that in movies.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
She's like, I'll bite that thing off.
Yeah.
Or she's super nice and goes, oh, yeah, I'll make you feel real good.
Yeah, and then
or
she bites your dick off.
Or the opposite of real good.
Yeah.
Ah, you bit.
Or like that movie Teeth. Have you seen that?
No, but our guest for tomorrow or Wednesday has seen that. Did you watch it?
Oh, I've seen it, yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't, so maybe we can talk about it, because he had a bit. I don't know if he still does it anymore, because Jesse...
I think I remember it from when we were at the Dixie.
He said,
remember that.
Never once in that movie did she ever brush her teeth. shout out to Jesse Priest, because that's his joke, and it's funny as shit. She's got teeth in her vagina.
We'll bring it up.
I can't believe that. I watched a pretty money called... Pretty movie. Pretty funny. Fuck, man. I'm glad this episode's almost over. I watched... let me speak like a fucking retard. I watched a pretty funny movie last night with Paul Rudd called Wanderlust. Have you seen or heard of that?
No.
It's pretty funny.
I think I heard of it.
Something reminded me of it. Yeah, it's pretty funny, but it does have Jennifer Aniston in it.
Ah,
which kind
did
of
she shave her, the guy's head in that movie?
I don't think so. No.
No.
No. But they became part of a commune, hippie commune. It was kind of weird. It wasn't the greatest movie ever, but I kind of was. It wasn't one of those movies where you sit down, you start watching it, and then all of a sudden you just got to sit there and watch the whole movie. I was like doing other stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't push pause when I went in to go put wood on the fire. It was just kind of. It was good, and there was a lot of funny parts to it.
You'd
that's why
burn
I remember
wood than watch it.
He was standing in the mirror because they were in this hippie commune, and she had agreed. His wife Jennifer Aniston had agreed to say we need to be free sexually. These people like to be free. Everything's everybody's.
I'm
share
free.
Partner. We're going to share partners. You go have sex with these other girls, and it's going to really cement us into this community. And he's kind of a puss, so he couldn't really do it because mm-hmm. he loves his wife. And so, like, he's in the mirror talking, I'm gonna get all up in your vagina with my dick. I'm going to put my dick up in your vagina. I'm going to hump up in there with my ball sack, too. And then he was just, like, looking in the mirror, and then he'd say it in a different... That was about the funniest part of the mm-hmm. movie. It was kind of like outtakes when they do those Paul Rudd movies when he just does, like, 500 different phrases, but they left it in. And he's mm-hmm. just like, I'm going to put my dick up in your vagina, in your gyne. My penis is going to be in there. And then he gets in the room, and then, like, she's like, are you feeling weird about this? He's like, no, I'm ready to do this. I'm gonna hump up in you with my gonads. She's like, what does that even mean? She pulled a Hans. I pulled the string out of it. What does that even mean? I'm gonna hump my balls up into your vagina. He's like, no, that's not even how you do it. You just use the penis.
Yeah.
You idiot.
You might want to get going on our pizza now.
Yeah. Hey.
Pizza now.
We'd like to mention our sponsors because after this, we're going to go get us some pizza.
I know. You don't even know what we're getting, do you?
No, it's a surprise to me, and I love surprises, and I love pizza.
I was going
to
tell you.
Don't tell me. All
right.
Spoiler alert.
Well, we're going to get one of everything.
It's pizza now. So we're going to have pizza now after the show, and then we're going to have pizza now on Wednesday with our guest, Jesse Priest, and he's going to tell us how much he loves his pizza now. We got him a can of Vienna sausage.
Yeah. Nobody tell him.
It's Canadian, too.
Nobody call up and tell him before Wednesday.
Yeah, because he won't be here till Tuesday night at midnight to record the show. And, so go check out Pizza Now. They're our generous sponsor. They give us pizzas every week now, just for us mentioning them. They're over on the corner of Hill and Queen. Is that correct?
Yep.
By the U.S. Market. Mm-hmm. Don't shop from those guys either because they're trying to cut off his parking lot so he can't have a convenient drive-thru. So... go somewhere else. Go to the Dairy Mart across the way there, Caddy Corner. But go check out some pizza now. They got $5 pies ready and waiting for you.
You could get shit delivered, too.
The ready and waiting ones are pepperoni and cheese, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you might have a six-minute wait.
You can get a sausage in there, too.
You might have up to a six-minute wait if you order a porcupine, which is just, I recommend that.
Yeah.
Pulled pork.
Oh, man.
Pineapple.
Dude, that's
base.
What we're getting.
Oh, well, you can tell me because that's my favorite, so it wouldn't be a surprise. If you would have got, like, the Alfredo-based chicken guacamole jalapeno burger.
Which I'm sure is excellent, just not my style.
I'm not into a ranch-based pizza or Alfredo-based, but for those of you who are, they've got great pizzas.
Alfredo.
The biggest pizza, most expensive pizza you can get, $11.
Alfredo, wasn't he a member of a...
Truck Drivers.
Yep.
Wait, Truck Fighters.
Truck Fighters.
The Drive-By Truck Fighters. So we hope we've lifted your spirits today for a Monday. It's been so cold. The sun's been peeking through today a little bit.
Yeah. And if you go to Complete Ag Resolutions, too, you can go and get a tractor full of Pizza Now pizzas.
A tractor full of pizzas?
Yeah.
Wow. And if you mention the TagCast podcast, they might give you a discount. They might not. I don't even know. But they will like it if you say, hey, TagCast podcast, send me down here to get some pizza.
You at least get a free olive. If you ask for it,
you will get
the olive right in the center of your
or
pizza.
Or two extra pieces of pepperoni on your pepperoni pizza. And that's worth, or it's not worth anything. It's priceless.
It is priceless.
It's priceless when Pizza Now gives you pizza now. And don't worry about having to wait maybe 6 minutes because 6 minutes isn't very long. I mean.
No, not for the delicious pizza.
Oh, it's delicious. And it's affordable. And it's ready now. Thanks for listening, you guys. Have a happy Monday.
Monday.
Stick around. We now include plugs on Monday's show.
Rock on.
So listen after the show for some butt plugs.
Rock on.
We're rocking on. Thanks for listening, and peace out, nookas. Not available at Pizza Now. Cyanide and sausage. You can only get that at Little Caesars because their pizzas will kill you. Don't sue us.
The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings. Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey there, you taggers. Looking for something fun to do in the next couple weeks? Well, I sure hope so, because you don't want to sit at home. It's not so cold anymore. If you're looking for fun, something funny, this Friday is Paula Poundstone at the McDonald Theater. She's been around for a while, a veteran in the comedy scene. Go check her out and go online to find out where you can get your tickets and whatnot. The next night at the Dixie Creek Saloon, that's Saturday, January 19th, Crooked River Ramblers. Go check it out. They're playing with Abandoned Shoe and the Milestones. That's at the Dixie. It's a free show. It starts about 9 o'clock. Also, if you're not in that area and you're in Eugene, go to the McDonald Theater for the next night. It's Slightly Stupid. That should be a good show. If you like that kind of stuff, go check that out. Also, Wednesday, January 23rd at the Roseland Theater up in Portland, we got Down, War Beast, and Harp, which is going to be a cool southern stoner doom metal show. January 25th at John Henry's, we got Ninth Moon Black, Cold Blue Mountain, and Anti-Kathira. 9 p.m. showtime, 21 and over, $5 at the door. February 1st in Portland, it's at the Hawthorne Theater. We got DRI with Rendered Useless and Guillotine. That's going to be a great hardcore punk rock show. I've heard rumors that Wehrmacht might be opening that one up. We will see. If that's not your cup of tea, go to the Ash Street Saloon that night. That's also in Portland. Witch Mountain will be having an LP release show of their new album, Cauldron of the Wild, is being released on vinyl. It's a purple marbled vinyl, so you can go there to that show, watch them play, and get a copy of their new LP. Also playing is Portland Greats Tiësto, and then two bands from New Orleans, Solid Giant and Red Shield. That's an 8:30 show, 21 and over at the Ash Street Saloon, $8 at the door. Saturday, February 2nd, it's Yob. Can't wait for that show. At Bronx in Portland, the Rolling Through the Universe will also be playing, and it's their CD release show as well. And opening the show, Usnia. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's going to be a great doom show. Go check that out. And if you're into comedy instead of doom metal, go to the Schnitz, Arlene Schnitzel Concert Hall in Portland, Lewis Black, February 2nd. That's going to be a great show. I just watched a special of his the other night, and he's still as funny as ever. Also at the Schnitz on Wednesday, February 9th, at Soundgarden, promoting their new album. Tickets are sold out, so if you don't have your tickets, just forget about it. And maybe you can plan on going to see Nashville Pussy at John Henry's on February 11th. That's a Monday night, and they're touring, coming through town, getting some bigger names into Eugene. Nashville Pussy is going to be a great show at John Henry, so go check that out. February 19th at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland, we got our buddies in 30 Pound Test opening up the show for the Maximum Cavalera Tour, featuring Soulfly, Insight, and Lodi Kong. I believe all members of the band include Cavaleras on their roster. That's why it's the Maximum Cavalera Tour. So check that out. Also, bigger names coming to John Henry's in March. March 3rd, we got Reverend Horton Heat and Guttermouth. So check your local listings for that. One more comedy show that I wanted to announce, February 22nd. It's a Friday night at the Baghdad Theater in Portland with Tristan Spillman and friends. We'll get more details on that. That's a $5 show, 21 and over. Usually starts about 10 o'clock, but we'll get more concrete details for you in the coming week. So thanks for listening, and get out and do something fun, you guys. And when you get back, you can listen to another episode of the TagCast Podcast. Peace out, Nookas.
TagCastPodcast.com.